Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's hard for us to understand just how desperate Judas is to have his Lord put to death. The man, his teacher, his rabbi, who had led him for 3 years, taught him the depth of the scriptures, showed him that he is the foundation, the fulfillment. And yet, Judas rejects him. For 30 pieces of silver, we read from St. Matthew's Gospel yesterday, Judas betrays his rabbi. And then he has the audacity to kiss him, a sign of affection, a kiss between brothers. Judas is a man that Jesus says it would have been better for him never to be born. And that's the reality of it. It is better never to have been born than it is to be alive and reject Jesus, to reject the only hope of salvation. Because if you were never born at all, then you would not suffer eternal pangs in hell. An eternity of hellfire, of suffering, in separation from the Lord. St. Mark shows us deeply into St. Peter's life. Very much believed because this is the gospel that St. Peter assisted St. Mark in. St. Mark was not one of the 12, and yet he is listed as an evangelist. Many church historians and theologians believe that it is Mark who is the young man who flees naked in the Garden of Gethsemane. And quite honestly, that would make sense. He was there, he was present. Many believe that it was his father's house that had the upper room that they had their Passover meal in, the Last Supper. Peter does not shy away from telling St. Mark what he has done. He is not shy about his need for a Savior as well. St. Mark does not gloss over these words, but rather he writes them that we have them even 2,000 years later. But he spoke, that is Peter, more vehemently, "If I have to die with you, I will not deny you." But you know that isn't how it works, is it? St. Peter, in the moment of weakness, in the moment of his scattering, denies Jesus not once, but thrice. And when the rooster crows that second time, that early dawning, Peter remembers the words of his Lord, and he weeps bitterly. "Lord, I swore that I would rather die than deny you. I swore that even if all forsook thee, I would not. And yet I had done just that." A couple of weeks after our Lord's death, his passion, and his resurrection, Jesus would come to Peter and restore him, not once, not twice, but thrice, threefold restoration. "Peter, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." "Feed my sheep." That command is given to Peter three times for the three times that he denied his Lord. Peter could not keep awake. His flesh was too strong for his spirit that night. And when Jesus comes back, looking at his disciples that failed to pray with him and for him, he says, "Simon, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Peter is the rock that confessed the words that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter is the rock that Jesus said the gates of hell cannot overcome and overpower. His confession given to him not by his own flesh, but by the Holy Spirit. Peter would be forgiven by Jesus. He would be restored, and he would become the next leader. But Peter was a sinful man. And if Peter, a sinful man, can be forgiven of his Lord for outright denying him, for outright failing to obey his command, then there is hope for you and for me. If Jesus forgives Peter, that means he can forgive us too. Jesus shed his blood on the cross. He offered himself up as a sacrifice for St. Peter, for St. Mark, for all of the apostles, for all those who lived before he had taken on flesh, for all who have lived since and who have yet to be born. Jesus Christ died for us all. And that is our hope. That is our comfort. The church sings. Then for all that wrought my pardon, for thy sorrows deep and sore, for thine anguish in the garden, I will thank thee evermore. Thank thee for thy groaning sighing, for thy bleeding and thy dying, for that last triumphant cry, and shall praise thee, Lord on high. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.